The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. You can check that all of it. It's been so long. Check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com. All right.
Yeah. TWD as in The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy.
He's like the camera guy giving me my lines.
Damn it. You made me say it wrong too. TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com. If you have questions or comments or suggestions on us learning our own web email address, email address is called.
Just type it over and over again and send it to us.
Unbelievable. It's been a long time.
Come on.
You know what's been going on? Nothing.
There's been no TV,
There's been no Game of Thrones. And that was supposed to be our podcast that fills the time between the last episodes of The Walking Dead, Season 8, and now. But no, now we're rusty. All we've done is nothing in the meantime.
Well,
I mean, podcast-wise.
Podcast and TV-wise, I've watched a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, nothing good? Like,
nothing of any substance, though, really.
So the trailer finally came out around Comic-Con time, I guess, right? I don't know when that is.
Six seasons of Grimm.
Six seasons of Grimm. Yeah, he kept telling me. I popped in on like season 2 and 3, and he's like...
No. Look, every time he'd come in, it'd be like the worst possible, most Power Ranger-ish thing going on.
It was garbage, yes.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was not good, no. And I suffered through six seasons
And he's
seasons
like, oh, but I hear it gets good. And I'm like...
I didn't say I hear. I was like, I'm hoping. So I'm hoping it gets good.
Well, because it was 5-star or something.
It had a 5-star rating on Prime Video. Prime Video.
On Prime Video. Don't have a Prime Video.
5-star.
So the trailer. Thoughts on the trailer when it came out? Well,
aside from the talking walker at the end of it.
I don't think it's a talking walker.
Come on.
I think it's somebody who...
That would make it much more interesting.
I mean, okay, I'll give you that. Shit, I would be at 1,000% if they could start... If the walkers became the bad guys. Like, and I mean that in like the... They organize... Yeah, collective bad.
Yeah, and then
bad.
You have like a fucking armored up walker leading the charge of dead. Then it just becomes Game of Thrones.
Right, so now that we've talked through the most ridiculous stuff you could think of, let's go into what actually happened.
The most ridiculous, that's exactly what happens in Game of Thrones. Right. Why is it so ridiculous?
Spoiler alert, sorry.
But so the trailer, I don't understand why they did the Rick Grimes last episodes thing. Like, do you think it's just to tamper down expectations or to make it so people don't feel misled by it? Or
what do you mean? Listen, what are you misled about? People have been saying that for a long time now, and usually once, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So,
where was there smoke and fire? What are you talking about?
Andrew Lincoln
about
leaving
him
the
leaving?
Show.
I didn't know people were talking about that necessarily. We always speculated he'd be there for 7 seasons.
I guess that's what I mean by saying that.
Because 7 is the usual actor contract,
right?
Like the commitment that you have
to
sign.
Well, he's been
there
8 now, right?
Well, 9. This is
9.
Yeah.
If he does the whole season.
Right. Which supposedly he's just doing the first 8.
I mean,
but
okay.
That, to me, that's a spoiler.
Totally.
I mean,
like I said, we had discussed that, but...
Kill him off next episode. That will surprise me. That would be awesome.
If they killed him off, like,
just like, boom. What? You know, like, nothing? I mean, that would be probably the only thing that would shock me at this point.
Did we see anything in any of the trailers beyond what we saw in this episode?
With Rick in it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Oh, since we're at the beginning.
Okay.
New beginning.
Okay.
Loved it.
Oh, with the new opening?
The new opening.
Well, we weren't quite there yet, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, it was just...
No, new opening, because there was, when I looked it up,
cold open,
when I saw there was a new season 9 opening, and you know what I was looking forward to? Getting the new look of the words, The Walking Dead, to see how much more decrepit it was.
Well, that's what we always look forward
to,
yeah. And it was
then wait a minute, they changed it all. And at first I was like, something doesn't feel right. It just, why take away the thing that was so awesome all this time? You know what I mean? Like, that was super creepy, the way it was. But
then
the opening? I mean, they evolved it, but, like, the style of it, where it was the real-life version.
I think they did. It took me a minute to get used to the new one. I think they kept that. I think they did keep that style of it. And then they kept the same. They didn't change the music. When you said new open, I thought I considered right away there was new music.
Oh, okay. Well, so good. I'm glad I misled you. So you
a little bit. Less, well, I don't think you did it intentionally, but like I think that it was a like I was like, oh, new open, like new theme music. That's tough for me to get used to.
For sure. Right. Yeah, I'm glad they didn't change that.
How right?
It almost
or I like when they keep the same thing and change it slightly. Kind of like I don't know if we ever like found out for sure, but Westworld was. Like the open for season two was slightly different.
I think
wasn't it?
From
like
just
a few notes or something here and there was different like that. I like, but no, they kept the open music. Just this whole brand new look graphically was really, really cool. I thought they did a good job with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like they're taking it away from where it started.
The comic book. It's,
I didn't even mean that. I meant getting away from where the show started.
Well, which a new beginning.
Was, yeah. I mean, like literally just going, hey, look, this could go on for a while. Why wouldn't you want to see more in this world? You know what I mean? And especially with this one, just broad stroke speaking about it, like them going out into the world was fun as hell.
So by the end of this episode, our episode, I'm sorry, I was just a little...
No, go ahead. There, carry on.
We need to make a... since the spoiler's out there, they put it out there themselves, we can each make a prediction of how Rick dies.
Okay.
And see how close either one of us get.
By the end of this episode?
This our podcast right now. So we make that, since it's out there, okay. Rick Grimes last episode. How do you think Rick's going to die? How do you think he's going to die? How do you think he's going to die? And what episode? Maybe not okay. what, yeah, okay, what episode do you think is going
to
happen?
Can we say this? Can we say we'll give a t-shirt away to whichever person posts a comment of the day, of the episode and the way? Like, if somebody gets it.
Well, I mean, like, there's so many different ways.
But
like,
the closest.
Like, so I don't want somebody to be like, yo, like, Maggie hits him in the side of the head with a golf club. You know what I mean? Like,
right, but just
it doesn't
broad
have to be
strokes.
That specific. Like, yes. Like, if they get the episode right and he gets eaten by a zombie or gets killed by a human. You know, like,
real broad,
broad
strokes,
something like that. Like,
accident.
Shot by a human or he gets killed by accident like Carl did.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. Like, if you can give us that in the episode, yeah, we'll give you a free t-shirt.
Right?
What kind
how
of
How to t-shirt? Watch TV The Walking Dead shirt.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Right. We can make that.
We'll make it, sure.
Just put that on the TV instead of the...
Right.
You know? Yeah. Done. Anyway. So, Alexandria is growing.
We have to make sure to follow through on that. If somebody gets it right.
Right. Okay. Let me write it down. Right. T-shirt.
But I never got my fucking t-shirt, man.
Winner of guessing. This is riveting podcast.
It is. Well, we're just coming up with this is show writing on the show.
How?
Anyway.
Okay. And make that really bold.
So that
and
we'll do that
huge.
At the end of this episode. We'll make a prediction on how Rick dies. We'll make our predictions.
How's that? Now I can't forget
right.
it. Okay, so yeah, Alexandria is growing, it looks like.
All the communities are.
Michonne and Judith are painting, and she drew Carl.
Alexandria.
And Danny's so big tummy.
Right. The five communities. Is there five?
Yeah.
Alexandria, Oceanside, Sanctuary, Hillsop. So four? Or is there one I'm missing?
I can't think of another one. I mean,
so there's just four.
Because Junkyard's no longer a thing.
No, they're
She's
all wiped out.
She's now Anne, rather than Jadis.
Right.
Let's see. The big doing birds at the beginning, where there was just like a billion birds flying. That was
yeah,
so
really
cool
shot, though.
I wonder if that was like the they swirling, got the shot like, of the birds before and then CGI'd them in or something, or if they were really there and got that. Like, that's a common thing in that area where they know all these birds gather in the morning. So if we sneak out there, you know what I mean? And we could get the shot and scare the birds and they'd all move. It's not like they're stunt birds. I don't think they have working birds like that.
They do?
If that many?
Why not?
That'd be
I mean, you could look
hard
it up,
to get
but
them
like,
to fly
I don't
in
know
like
that,
formations
like
that.
I mean,
I don't know.
The fucking...
Maybe.
Like, the Walking Dead's got to have a pretty sizable budget at this point, right?
working birds, you think? You think they're working birds, or do you think they were just regular birds?
I don't know. Chances are they were regular birds, and it was just a really cool shot that they got by chance, or like you said, they planned it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they saw it.
Not that they had all the birds, but they're like, oh, hey, that'd be a cool shot for the show. You know, these birds fly out
right
in the morning. I mean, how do they get like the nature shots and the documentaries? I mean, like. It wasn't any better than one of those fucking crazy like they get like
that
a
shit doesn't make any
25
sense.
Times zoom of a fucking raindrops on a bug. I mean,
right?
They can get some birds.
It's a raindrop on a bug. So at the sanctuary, people are working, building more motorcycles.
You know, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they were all building motorcycles there. Daryl was kind of supervising.
Motorcycles are a very feasible means of transportation, light on gas.
Right.
Probably can make them run on corn fuel, like they were talking about.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
They put a walker up as a scarecrow on the Bolton's house sigil.
Yeah, but he didn't like that.
No.
Daryl didn't like that.
But I didn't realize, even at that point, that he was in charge. Like, when he shot it, I thought he was just... I don't know. I just thought he was just like, yeah, no, fuck that. That's dumb.
You know, like, Daryl doesn't... Like, he's the reluctant leader. He doesn't want that responsibility. He even says it in
this
episode.
Well, yeah, obviously he doesn't want it.
You could always tell Daryl's in charge. Like... He's one of the people that everybody looks up to. It just is what it is. Like, he doesn't want it, but it just happens because he's one of the leaders.
Wouldn't that be weird, though, at the sanctuary? Because all they knew him as was the guy wearing the A shirt.
Right. Well, they defeated Negan. That's the reality now.
Yeah.
Negan was beat.
Daryl and Jerry pass each other on a bridge that's collapsing. Presumably setting up that now this is a thing that they have to worry about when traveling. You know, that the
weather
structures are going to eventually do, you know, they can't repair a bridge necessarily. Or maybe they can. Who knows?
Well, they said they were going to. They have a blacksmith that can make... Blacksmith works with metals.
Right. Like, I have a feeling they're going to trains. Like, this is this is going to become the Old West. Like, oh my God, what if this is a prequel to life? Like, to our society? It already was here, and then it goes back and starts over again, and we go Old West, and then we get that episode of Back to the Future where Doc Brown and Marty go back, and the train is the time machine.
He's wearing that stupid pink outfit.
He was wearing a pink outfit?
Oh, you don't remember that? That's what he got sent back in originally? When he first went back into the Old West, he was wearing this crazy fucking pink outfit that he bought at the department store.
Yeah.
And they finally changed him in some regular, like, Old West gear with the serape.
Right.
Right.
I love the city shots.
It's just like that, as a matter of fact.
Right. I love the city shots as Rick and Michonne ride through on horseback. So
the city
I
of Washington, D.C.
So I thought that they had Rick's... I thought that Rick had, like, a Negan bat that was modified, but you say it's what?
No, it was like a medieval, like a mace. It was like a...
But it was
like
a baseball bat, but it had
like... No, it wasn't a baseball bat.
But it had like these metal... I mean, it's in the shape of a bat.
Yeah, but it's a mace. It's not a bat. Right. It's not a baseball bat.
It just looked like something...
It's not something he modified. It's a mace. Like I said, he must have gotten it out of a museum or something like that. And then later on, they go to a fucking museum.
Yeah, like weird. Almost instantly.
But anyway, like, that's a... Look it up. That's a medieval weapon he was carrying.
Okay.
Much better than a baseball bat. It's more weighted.
I know, but don't you feel like that's him becoming a little too Negan-ish?
That's like him fucking holding a bigger dick than Negan is what that is.
Okay. No, I'll give you that.
That's better than a baseball
bat. It feels
bat.
A bit Walter White-ish where he
a baseball
absorbed...
Bat,
remember
even
when,
with barbed wire wrapped around it, is made for baseball.
Right.
A mace is made to kill people.
Yeah.
It's weighted differently at the top, so when you swing...
Right, then give me that it feels inspired by Negan.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm
sorry.
That's what
I'm
meaning.
I'm not trying to disagree.
Yeah, no.
No, if I'm coming off like I'm disagreeing with you on that. No, I agree. You totally...
I was just... Yeah.
That's him waving the bigger dick than Negan. That's just exactly... That's him like, yeah, I beat him. Here's my fucking big stick now, motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, that's exactly what it is.
It reminded me of Walter White when he absorbed the things of the people that he killed. Like, that sounds like it's supernatural. I mean, he, like, took on certain personality traits of them, like, Crazy 8 didn't like his crust. He had it taken off his sandwich. So then from then on, Walter White cut the crusts off his own sandwiches.
Fucking serial killer shit.
Yeah, like, just
Walter
took
White
on
with
the
a bad
traits.
Motherfucker, man.
Okay, so...
Was he not?
Everyone's riding on horseback at this point, and then we go to the opening credits, which we already discussed, basically.
But the horseback is the...
That's going to be the new form of transportation.
It has to be at this point.
Yeah.
Until they can... I don't know. Do you think it ever goes the direction it did? Do you think people just like...
What
eventually,
do you
mean? Once it's 25 years down the road, this is building back into regular life, technology, things like this? Like,
well, how do you ever get past the walkers being there? It would always be part of reality, and it could never really be the way it was.
But if you got far enough along,
modified version.
But if you got far enough along into some sort of technology and developing, you could eventually cure it or fix it.
Maybe. Yeah.
But if like coming
but
up,
have that organized.
Like, we're going yeah. now. This is how we deal with walkers. Once you die, this is rule. Like this is you just get stabbed in the back of the head. Like no matter what, like it becomes like a process. Like at the funeral home, like when right. you die, the spike goes into the back of your head. Like that's just reality of living now.
Right.
So we don't have the walker problem anymore. People would figure out how to.
Like, right, you lay them on this bed, it. You strap their head it's in, and then and the, it just comes out nail. Of the bed, yeah. right through the back of the head.
Right, just like Maggie did, nice and easy.
This is a pretty terrifying reality we're setting up here. Let's see, so the new opening credits, any other thoughts
I mean,
on
zombie
them?
Reality, yes, it's terrifying reality.
Any other thoughts?
Any kind of thing, especially if they can run. I've said this in the beginning. It's a total different discussion. If right. the fuckers can run,
it's a horrifying
we're totally
show.
Screwed.
Yeah, it's done. Everybody's dead.
Right.
Again, any last thoughts on the opening credits, the new version of it compared to before? I feel like we went off topic.
As a graphic designer, sign maker, yeah. it's absolutely fantastic. The whole look of it graphically,
yeah, it
the way they
it
did
away
the,
from the people.
Silhouette stacking on top of
it,
each other.
It took it away from like the people. Not that it was really showing people
if
before.
If I could watch it over and over again, like watch it a few times, it's probably better, dude. It really is. With the growing leaves around the
right.
stuff
and
to
then
show
when it went,
like life coming back.
As the life, and then the birds shot out of the tree.
Yeah. And then the tree grows, the green, right. like,
but then
tree.
One of the first shots back from that is them at the sanctuary, and you see the crows, which seem to be, like, the birds that were in that shot.
Yeah.
Not that they were crows. I don't know. I don't know birds, so
well,
somebody might correct me on
crows
that.
Crows and there's ravens are different
right.
things.
Yeah, whatever. So it looked like a black bird. I'll put it that way. Let's see. So yeah, the words have green plants on them to show new life.
Wow.
Basically,
hit the cough button.
Yeah, nice. That's yeah. the burp button. You have to hit the other one.
Right, there's another
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
The
that's
burp
right.
button.
Oh, it says burp. I
yeah,
see.
It
sorry.
Says burp
I
right there. Yeah, yeah. At the museum, yeah, which you just casually mentioned about the about where Rick got his new weapon from.
Oh, before we saw it too, like
yeah,
it was like
just a minute before,
a
not even
a museum.
It was like 30 seconds later. We just paused it a few times to go
great.
Back and watch something.
Right.
Let's see. So,
but they go into like what a museum, Washington D.C. is probably a museum of some stature.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure what
museums
are.
Is this
are.
The Natural History Museum?
I'm not sure which museums are in Washington, D.C. specifically or which one that was, but it's the main, it's presumably a main one. It's right there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was in front of the Washington Monument.
They had to be close to it.
It looked like the Capitol building that they left in their, yeah. you know, that they walked away from. So I like that they're exploring again, mm-hmm. and not to do a plug or anything, but it really feels like Lost to Time. Which
not
is my which is my show where we explore abandoned buildings in Gary and document the decay and what's left behind. When they walked into that museum, that's
and
what it felt like.
CGI zombies in.
No,
and
but that's what it
from.
Felt like until the zombie behind the counter. It was like, oh shit, they're just in one of these places that we walk into all the time.
Yeah, it probably.
So check that out on DontEva.com. DONTEVA. Anyway. Michonne notices walkers.
Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, she notices the walkers below the glass floor at the base of the staircase. Okay, he's promoting 9 Mile Branding. You know, not this isn't all video podcast. Some people listen, so you have to actually say it into the mic.
Oh, well, thank you for saying it out loud.
9milebranding.com if you want signs and shit.
I'm pointing to a camera.
If the museum in the show needs new banners to be hung, 9 Mile Branding.
Their banners were awfully damaged for things right. that are hanging in the air. Like, and I was like, what are happening? And you're like, zombies could be dropping from the rafters. What happens 2 fucking seconds later? A zombie drops from the fucking rafters.
Right.
We're like, how did he get up there? What yeah. is happening?
Other floors. Yeah, I mean, it was yeah. just way the hell up there.
And he just fell on the glass floor that they were all walking, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, right? So...
with a big chunk
yeah,
of
that's
rock.
Exactly what I had written here. So when are they going to run out of batteries for their flashlights?
That and bullets.
Like, if gas is going to become scarce, wouldn't batteries be on that list? Like, I predict forever torches in their future.
You mean like the atomic lighter things?
No, I mean forever torches. It's something your wife and I came up with on the Chronologically Lost podcast.
Oh, is that?
The forever torches that they use in Lost, where they light something on a stick on fire and it goes forever.
It's like a wrapped piece of cloth.
It never burns.
Stick and it never goes away. What? No.
It's a forever torch. I predict forever
cloth
torches in
burns
our future.
And turns to ash. This is not what happens.
Right. I don't know what it is, but yeah, whatever that is, those will be on this show at some
right.
point.
Or like in video games, you have torches that you can just pull out of your pocket. But it's like a torch, like a stick torch. You shoot, it's like,
right.
Like, what?
Yeah, where'd you get that from? How did that turn on? Is there a button? Oh my god, fuck Spider Walker. That was the worst walker I've ever seen. Seriously, like, I'll give this
legitimate.
Show...
That was a legitimate gag reflex.
I'll give this show that one.
Crawling out of his mouth?
Oh. Like, genuine scare. Like, you got that me. Genuinely got me. And this show hasn't got me in a long time.
No, not like that.
So, it's already looking up in that regard.
Bugs crawling out of its eyes. I can't even, like, say it. My voice is rattling. With bugs crawling out of its eyes, a giant furry tarantula crawling on the side of his face. Props to the actor... Because that spider was fucking real.
I don't like spiders either.
Props to the actor who let the spider crawl in his face. You probably got paid a couple $100.
That human evolution bit was pretty great.
It was pretty good.
Like, just kills it.
And the way he's standing there grinning at it.
Right.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
Gabriel,
I mean...
One-eyed Amish Gabriel.
Yeah, what is up with
one-eyed Amish Gabriel?
Hashtag one-eyed Amish Gabriel. Why is he that?
With the hat. What's with the ominous hat, dude? Like,
is he the Undertaker?
You can still be, right?
I mean, I'm going to need somebody to put together
Paul
the
Undertaker. Where's Paul Bearer, man? What the fuck is going on?
I'm
going
to need somebody to edit him writing to the Undertaker's theme song.
It's still okay in this post-apocalyptic world to look at someone and go, dude, no.
Yeah, no, that's not a good style choice. What are you doing, man?
I know, like, we're not all about style, but...
It's not even functional. It's in the way. You can't sit in a chair. You know?
A high back chair. You're
high back chair. I mean, those come up, I'm sure, in their world. High back chairs.
I mean,
you go into his house. He's like, yeah,
no. Zombie could get a hold of your hat and knock it over your face. And then you're like, oh.
You go to his house and all. We're like, you know, we bought you high back chairs, Gabriel. And he's like, no, they're not. And you go over to his house. They're all sawed off. All the backs of the chairs. He's like, see, the hat's totally fine.
Yeah. It's just... No problems.
Hat-shaped hole. Right. So you can just... Ah, see, it's fine. I don't know what you guys are
just loosely
about.
Sawed into the fucking back of the chair. Come on, man. This is...
hat chair, yeah. Yeah, they call it the de-evolution of man. And one of the girls from Oceanside remembers fighting with her brother on a canoe. Mm-hmm. And then Daryl, like, starts to talk like a human does.
Yeah, instead of just, like, grunting and pointing.
Yeah, like, he said a lot of words like and, like, opened up chair. To her. Oh, come on, that was pretty good. Yeah, he was, he was one of them on the evolutionary chart, for sure.
I don't know.
But his memories are of Merle and him fighting. You know, that's all he remembers of that. He's like, but it happens to me. And that was, like, such a not Daryl thing to say.
Well, he's becoming a human, like you said.
Right.
We are the Walking Dead.
We are the Walking Dead. They go into the horticulture management area of the museum, which I still haven't bothered to Google. Horticulture.
Definition of horticulture. Listeners, please shoot us one. Thank you. It's got to have something to do with plants, right?
Look up horticulture. The art or practice of garden cultivation and management.
So then what's agriculture?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Agriculture. Ah, damn it. The science or practice of farming, including cultivation of the soil for the growing of crops and the rearing of animals to provide food, wool, and other products.
All right.
So it's like one level up.
I understand the difference. Right.
Yeah, it's just one level above the growing of the crop. It's exactly what they needed to fucking find. Right. Like, it's perfect for what they're doing.
Well, that's why they went there.
And they only went there because Anne
was
Jadis
a teacher there or something like
used,
that.
No, she used to be a teacher and she took a field trip there.
Oh, is what it was.
Yeah.
And they had all kinds of seeds on file for, like, this fucking occasion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Gabriel joked it was a doomsday file, but I don't know that it was, but they made a perfect one by leaving all that shit there.
Leaving all those seeds there.
Yeah,
right?
By putting
Which they gave them all kinds of shit that you probably can't find or doesn't
right.
you know, exist.
I mean, yeah.
Shit for the
they're going to be able to have, like, food.
We're looking into the past for the future,
right.
Like how Rick put it later on.
They're going to be able to have, like, corn and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I don't
right.
know what they grow and don't grow now, but presumably their crop is limited.
Probably to small things that they can find seeds for, right?
Right.
And then they have to keep the seeds from the shit that they eat.
Why are you talking to me?
Right. Then they have to keep the sheep. They have to keep the seeds from the stuff that they eat, you know?
Right.
So, but yes, finding, I didn't like catch all the stuff, a couple of things that they said that they found, but I think it's very important, like super important grains and things like that is what they were talking about.
And that's like a wheat, right? The wheat? Super important grain. That's like a wheat.
Yes. That's wheats and grains, I think is what they were talking about, which are like the basis of fucking early civilization, right, when people learn to harvest grains.
I mean, I imagine it just has everything.
And make bread.
I would imagine it, they just got seeds for fucking all of the essentials, whatever that is.
Food-wise, yeah. Right.
I mean, that's amazing.
Or would it be seeds for everything?
Maybe there's trees and, like, plants, right, and other shit. You know, think flowers.
There would be fruit and trees and flowers and things that they would need for, yeah, right.
I mean, they could make, right, a paradise there. There still has to be drama on the show, which there is plenty of, but like I don't know, man, there is potential for the shit to go on as long as it wants to.
Right. But
like Rick's story. Yes. And here's why, because what if we look back 5 years from now and Rick's story was just part of something setting it in motion, and it's really Judith's story. You know what I mean? And like all this was setting up her, and like stuff that he put in motion made her life a certain way so that she could accomplish something in particular. You know what I mean? Like it was all leading somewhere. Yeah, I just
don't know that I'm still
going
to be in at that point. No. Like that Judith is the star of the show. I mean, well, like how many years are we talking on the road?
They could do time jumps again. Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm just throwing it out there. Fair just enough. maybe Rick. Like coming and going won't be the
like
end of the world.
Gray-haired Michonne, like being her like,
right,
mentor.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, don't act uninterested. God. You talked yourself into it with that description. Gregory called for an election and lost. Rebirth of a democracy. Just as Michonne stops and takes a look at the A More Perfect Union poster,
right,
that talked about all the bad shit that had to happen for us to form the Constitution and all that. Maggie won the election, and they are trying to bring a wagon down the staircase right over the glass. You can hear the glass cracking.
Right, but I mean, like, what they're
doing...
How
did they get it in there to begin with without breaking the glass?
That shit was all moved in there before the glass was put in. When they built that museum, that wasn't glass.
You mean like crane lifted in and put in the side of the building rather than up the steps?
Yes. They carefully moved that shit up the stairs, like either with a crane or the floor was not glass there. They had plywood over the floor or right, something else in place of the glass or covering, okay, the glass while they moved that shit up the stairs. Like they didn't carry it up the stairs, like they carried it down the stairs.
Right.
When the museum was built.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But what they're doing is super smart. Like going for all the old shit that doesn't use, that they used before
electricity, yeah,
before, you know, the combustion engine, you know what I'm saying? Before things like that, you know? That's what I'm thinking of, too, is what they're talking about. A quick way back and forth. Like, they're running out of...
Oh, ways to get in
ways
between.
Ways to get,
yeah,
there. Railroads.
Yeah.
They could build...
That's what I was thinking we were going with
the
blacksmith,
build,
yeah.
Railroads. Small trains going back and forth. A train engine's not, it's runs on coal. It's not gas.
Okay.
So they could potentially mine coal.
Oh,
from
good,
somewhere.
Good. So they're promoting coal mining. We need more coal mining.
Hey, listen, the ozone layer is okay at this point.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Right, nothing else is fucking
unless
with it,
so. Giant heaps of dead bodies are causing some sort of gas and destroying the ozone layer, which is
that's not great.
But like, there's no more factories and everything running. So, like, that, like, the ozone layer.
Not
like,
that
to
we
me,
know of.
Well, right.
Do I'd like think, to think there's
no, okay,
a city.
Do you think
out
there's
there
a corner of the world that hasn't been untouched by this?
I would hope so. That'd be the coolest thing ever to find out that, like, there was an island somewhere.
They just didn't know. They were just like, what?
Yeah, what is that?
What? People are raising what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You mean the dead don't come back to life here? No!
No, what are you,
talking about? Like, that's the island?
Hangs up phone. Right. Don't... Cuts... Rips right. it out of the wall.
What was that about?
Again. I told you shouldn't talk to the island. Oh, it's shut up, Sharon!
It's just a completely self-sufficient island. Like, is there such a thing?
But it's just like a couple, an older married couple, and the guy tried to call the outside, and that's what he heard, and the wife's just bitching at him in the background. I told you not to do that. No. Oh, shut it.
Shut up, Sharon. Shut it, Sharon.
Ezekiel falls through the glass but is hanging on a rope. And did you notice he threw the thing and gave himself up to make sure they got the thing? Yeah. Rather, you know, I just thought that was rather selfless of him. They pull
somebody
him out.
Was falling through there, and you know, like they all were tied up to ropes, so you saw that somebody was going to fall through and hang from a rope. And,
right.
Like he saw that coming a mile away.
Right. Carol hugs him like she loves him and then kisses him. Aw.
Yeah, that was more surprising than the fall through the glass, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The fall through the glass is obvious.
Yeah.
They pack everything up and horse their way out of the city. And Old West music, it's making me sort of think of Westworld, the way they're adding in like an Old Westy feel to the soundtrack. You notice that?
I mean,
like, I'm telling you, listen to it again. Watch it again at some point. Or just like the city parts when they're leaving. I'm telling you, they're playing like Old Westy kind of music, and it's adding in the, because they're in the they're pulling wagons and riding the horses.
Where are they filming this
shit.
At?
Georgia.
It is in Georgia?
Yeah.
All the whole time it's been in Georgia. Because it all looks the same.
Yeah.
Like all the forests and everything all look
Yeah, it's all been in Georgia.
So, but that's explainable because Georgia and Washington are probably too far apart geographically, and the terrain isn't going to be that much different from one point to another. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, I just thought it was awesome that it was Washington, D.C., and we sat there staring at the picture of the shadow.
Shot.
Yeah, when they were riding away, there was like a shadow that you could see of the Washington Monument. It had to be that. But we were looking at a picture that my buddy just took a couple weeks ago there, where he was standing on the steps of the building they were just in, and he was, you know, the Washington Monument was behind him. There was water there. And we were looking at the thing, and it just didn't quite work. But, I mean, maybe it just overgrew and water went away. You know, that would be fine.
Did they build that whole set, the staircase, for that scene?
Probably.
They had to build that whole
staircase.
Yeah,
I bet they did.
Like, they didn't do that inside of that museum.
No.
They replicated that and built that whole fucking thing.
Right.
And then filled in the banners with, like, you know, green screens and CGs and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
no, they totally put real banners in there and
made
destroyed
real
them.
That makes me mad.
I know, they made
just
banners.
They made
Imagine
real
you make,
banners.
You're like, I made some banners for The Walking Dead. Holy shit, I can't wait to see the... What the fuck?
Right, they tore them all up.
They ruined them. Then we see Daryl, the javelin thrower.
Right,
off
the motorcycle, right. Like, what kind of skill does that take? It takes some practice, doesn't
right.
it?
The king and Carol admit to being scared back there, and he asks her to marry him because he can't wait on life.
Right. And she basically tells him no.
She's like, this is not happening on a horse.
She's like, yes, but not now.
Right.
Is basically what she said. She's like, yeah, but like, no.
Yeah, no, that'll catch on things. The ring will snag on shit. No.
Right.
And he says, I love you and I always will. So Route B has a bridge down. I let out another awe when Maggie needs to get home to Herschel. Aw.
Oh, Herschel, the name of the baby. Aw. Yeah.
And then she wrote Bridge out.
So I imagine his name is Herschel Glenn.
I would think so. If it's not, fuck you, Maggie.
That fits, though, right?
Herschel Glenn?
Herschel Glenn works as a name.
Herschel Glenn Ree? Isn't that her last name? Maggie Ree?
I have no idea.
R-H-E-E? I think that was Glenn's last name.
No idea.
Vape break.
Oh, I hit that one.
They came up to some mud, and the horses couldn't pull the trailers through. A herd starts coming down the road just as they get the trailer out. Daryl and Michonne clear the road.
Thinking of the one guy that, like, shoes the horses, like we were talking about. They're just a small, simple thing, but if you're going to ride horses long distances, they have to be shoed.
Right.
Or else they'll stop walking because
their feet will be hurting.
Right. So they put the metal shoes on their feet that protects their feet. So if somebody's doing that or making horseshoes and
shoes. Oh, we forgot to mention when you first saw them,
the two guys
in the scene with the when they were pulling the thing down the stairs, Jeremy paused it and he's like, I just wanted to get a clear look at those guys because they're going to be dead by the end of this episode. Yeah.
One of them definitely
was. If not
was.
This scene. And yeah, one of them absolutely was right here. Yeah. His name was Ken.
He was the horseshoer.
Yeah.
Shooing horses away, he put shoes on horses.
Yes, he tries to free the horse, gets bit, and then kicked to fucking death by the horse. The horse
basically kicks him to death.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, they could have, it would have been horrifying, but they could have chopped his arm off at that point, and he probably would have
lived. He would have lived, yeah.
With one arm, but the
yeah, the horse kick killed him.
Kid, like, right here.
People don't die that quick when they get bit.
No.
Like, they would have to have bled out.
Like, on the neck, maybe, but on the arm.
Yeah, no.
You know, no. The horse, and he was like, trying to catch his breath. Right. Yeah, the horse kick is what killed him, for sure.
So then we return to Hilltop, where they have working clocks and Grace under fire. I mean, the Brett Butler.
Right. Going back to the horse thing real quick, I'm sorry, but like...
Yeah, sure.
If he would have just been out of the way, the horse probably would have kicked the zombie and been okay. Like, the horse would have reared back and kicked that fucking thing. And it would have destroyed the fucking zombie.
Right. You know? It probably would have kicked right through it. Right. But he wouldn't have known it was going to kick. If he knew it was going to kick, he probably would have moved.
Right. Poor dude.
But he was distracted.
They pulled his... Yeah. He pulled the shirt
I thought for a second it was a bite or like something, but then it was like, oh yeah, horseshoe. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what fucking got
clearly
him.
Clearly right got him. Yeah. Maggie's explaining to Ken's parents, and the mother is pissed. She asks the dad what kind of man he is just to let this go. And she asks him in such a shitty tone. And he's like, I'm no kind of man. And then she's like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. You know, like that's how she reacted. It was like, no, that's exactly how you meant it.
Right.
You were trying to demoralize him. And when he got demoralized by it, you were like, oh, God, I'm feeling worse now.
Right. Thanks, Rhett Butler. How the fuck did she get on the show?
I don't know. She's still pissed about the Saviors existing. Just in general, that's her bitch.
Oh, that's what got her this.
Alden is his name. The guy that sang the song at the funeral.
He was the guy in the cage in last season trying to talk.
Right, he was like the good savior right. Basically. Mm-hmm. He was singing the lyrics to "The Last Rose of Summer," a poem by Irish poet Thomas Moore. I mean, I wrote it down, but do we really?
Isn't Thomas Moore? Is that the same poet that wrote the poem that Leslie gave to Ron Swanson?
Oh, I'm going to have to find out real quick. Come on, give me something here. Who is it by? Oh, come on, where is it at? It is from... It doesn't say.
Oh, come on.
Here's Burns's. Oh, yeah, no, it's somebody else. Never mind. No. Right. Anyway, I'm not going to read the poem. It was a thing, you know.
I don't want to read it. No, absolutely not. No, it'll make me cry.
At the sanctuary, no, not the Leslie poem. Or not the Swanson poem.
Yeah, oh, no, not that. Okay, the one from the show. Yeah,
the end of the poem reads, "So soon may I follow when friendships decay. And from love's shining circle, the gems drop away. When true hearts lie withered and fond ones are flown, oh, who would inhabit this bleak world alone?" At the sanctuary, Rick Grimes is here.
Famous Rick Grimes.
They claim he's the man who stopped the war. And Daryl refuses to stand up on a stage and talk to them like Negan.
Right.
And someone's like, well, tell him. He's like, I ain't fucking going up there. No. Right. That's not how this works. Then they see that we are still Negan on the wall.
Right. Savior, save us.
Justin is charged with painting over it. He's from the 100 and, like you said, a bunch of other
Black
things.
Black Sails he is in. Right. And other stuff I've seen him pop up in. He was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's been that guy's been in all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Right. At the Hilltop, Gregory gives a speech and... Oh, for the funeral. And Jesus talks to Gregory, who says he's grateful for where he is, and they close the casket.
Like, scrounging up votes off at a kid's funeral is what he's doing for the next election.
No, he got exactly what he wanted out of it. The dad's...
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, that's what he was going for.
So I was even off. Like, he was going further than that. He was trying to
get
Maggie killed, right.
Yeah, at the sanctuary, they're concerned. Yeah, he didn't want an election. He lost an election. Right. He wanted her out so he would win by default.
Right, right.
At the sanctuary, they're concerned about their crops. They bring the seeds, and he's like, "Bless you, Rick Grimes."
Their crops, and with Daryl saying that nothing grows there, like there's no good soil where they're at. It's a factory.
He doesn't want to leave the Saviors anymore. He doesn't like being inside these walls again. He's like, "Yeah, nothing grows here. It's a factory." pretty soon it's going to be more than a day's ride from one spot to another. Gas
so, like,
is
why not
out.
Abandon that place and like, have these people move
everybody
and move into the other three communities?
I don't know. I always got the impression them. Alexandria had plenty of houses in
right.
it. But I could be wrong.
And, like, all the people that have gotten killed there, there's got to be some openings. There's right. got to be some vacancies.
Right. I don't know.
a lot of the houses did get... Jeez.
You all right? Jeremy is having a coughing
fit. Down. Oh, a lot of the houses that get burned down and they're grenading.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
remember the mortaring?
Right. So, Daryl...
Maggie looked like she was doing some expanding, some building construction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rick and Daryl are talking about gas running out, and Rick says it's on us to figure it out. And he's like, there is no us anymore. The small group we had back in the beginning, we could do anything. That was right. And Daryl just wants to go to Hilltop to check on Maggie, and someone has to take his place if he leaves. And he's like, we're not together because things have changed. He's like, yeah, to be fair, Rick, you changed him. So I thought that was sort of like a, oh, damn moment, you know? Like,
yeah, it was kind of.
So Daryl doesn't necessarily agree with the way things are. But what would you rather do? I mean, kill all the saviors?
So he's almost kind of with Maggie at that point, because that's kind of what she felt like should have been done.
Right.
Like, all those people should have just been wiped out. And not that they haven't fucking done that.
Thought I muted that.
Right?
Not that they haven't done what?
Wiped a fucking group of people off the fucking face of the planet because they were fucking with them.
Yeah, they're not...
A la fucking...
They're not above that.
What do you call it?
Shit, I forgot the name of the thing that they did
the
that
train.
To. Oh, shit. Terminus.
Terminus.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they wiped most of them people out.
Yeah. At the Hilltop, Gregory offers alcohol to Tammy. Apparently her husband doesn't drink. Isn't that what they were saying? That he was dry?
Yeah,
you know?
He was sober.
He doesn't know what to do, so he puts her to bed, and she just wants to sleep, and then Gregory offers to sit with him.
And give him a drink.
Right. At the sanctuary, Daryl shares a smoke with Carol. She puts it out. How stale are the cigarettes at this point, you think? You think they'd be okay because they're still wrapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, just fine forever.
So many preservatives in that shit.
How many cigarettes do you think people, you know?
I mean, it depends on, like, if you find them. Like, I would think that would be a big thing people would take.
Right.
Like, from places.
Oh, in the apocalypse, I'm smoking cigarettes again.
Oh, get it. No doubt about it.
Right? In right. a second.
Back to a pack a day
yeah,
in a second.
Easily.
Right.
A second. What do I want to live till I'm 90 in an apocalypse?
That's one of the apocalyptic excursions me and you are taking. We're going to Walmart to hit the cigarette section, is what we're doing. We're coming back with shopping carts full of cigarettes.
People are getting shot at Walmart now. I don't want to go there when it's an apocalypse or post.
Fuck medicine. We're going to get the shit that's going to kill us.
Yeah, we need the cigarettes. I need insulin as well. Insulin and cigarettes.
I would think your diabetes would eventually just go away.
Yeah, thanks. I wish that were the case. Fucking smelling thing is going to just go away at some point. It's never going away. You're always going to have it, so don't have a...
The apocalypse?
No.
You're not
in
eating...
the apocalypse, you're going to smell everything. All of the bad smells we have to
oh
put
my
up
God,
with.
Would that not be the sense that you would be want to be minus in the apocalypse
that
with all
the
dead bodies?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to smell all that.
Yeah.
Right, I'll take it.
So anyway, Carol and Daryl, that sounds stupid.
Ah.
They don't sleep yet. Ezekiel sleeps like a baby. He's like, does he snore fancy too? He's all
They're
jealous.
Teasing him, right.
Yeah, he seems a little jealous of that. He's a bit corny, but he's all right.
Carol more like a mom.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought like there that. Was a thing at one point. There was a potential for
I
a
thought
thing.
It was mom thing. Like mother and son kind of a love. Like best friend kind of thing. I don't know. Like
maybe.
Daryl probably never had like a good upbringing, I would imagine. Right. You know, Merle, his brother, was probably the one who raised him.
Right. So she says, after what she went through with Ed, Corny's really nice. And he says, if anyone deserves to be happy, it's her. But he doesn't like not seeing her. For a second there, when he said, if anybody deserves to be happy, I almost thought he was talking about between the two of them. You know, like, that's where I was thinking, like, maybe he was into her, and he was thinking, if we were together, we'd be happy. But if any of us deserve to be happy, it's you.
Right.
You know, so, like,
well, because
I'll
all the shit
it.
She was going through probably right. before the apocalypse happened. Right. And then... at the beginning of it. You know, right. Her husband was still being an asshole.
So Carol wants to take over.
How did he get killed? Did she kill him?
I don't remember if it was her or Daryl or Merle or something. I can't remember who killed her husband. Damn. It's been a long ass time, man. I haven't revisited this show in forever.
Nine seasons.
Carol wants to take over at the sanctuary for a while. She tells him he asked her to marry him, and she wanted to say yes, and then they have a cuddle.
Yeah. Nice.
At the hilltop, Dad.
I said, at that point, I was like, do we get a fucking Walking Dead wedding before the end of the season, you think? Do we get a royal wedding in The Walking Dead?
A royal wedding.
Come on.
I hope so.
It'd be pretty awesome.
At the hilltop, the dad is ranting about Ken not needing to be out there.
A walking wedding.
Walking wedding. The wedding dead.
The wedding dead. That's better.
He's looking for justice.
God damn it, you always beat me in those things.
It's the only way I work. Right. My genius is in taking other people's shit and tweaking it a little bit better. That's it. I wouldn't have come up with the wedding dead any other way.
The wedding dead. I like that.
He's looking for justice, and Gregory is giving him alcohol and says, the election's a joke. Jesus counted the ballots. And he's really pushing for an uprising.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be the leader.
He's such a prick. I hate the guy so much.
So at Alexandria, Rick's washing up, and he and Michonne cuddle. The famous Rick Grimes. They laugh, you know. They don't envy Maggie. Michonne says, seeing his name on the wall, you know, did we do the right thing? Maybe they should have killed him. And they don't want Negan. They want food.
Right.
So maybe they need an agreement between the communities, rules and shit, you know.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. If Daryl is worried.
What'd she call it, a charter?
Yeah. If Daryl's worried, there's a reason, you know. And Rick's like, I want to fix the bridge. Michonne will get people to agree to a charter, not a constitution. I don't know why that wording matters, but it seems to. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Probably a touchy subject.
What? Constitution versus charter?
Yeah, I think.
Well, you're talking history.
It's a historical race thing, maybe? Maybe the Constitution
was like historically racist? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it had something to do with people being able to own slaves, didn't it? Like, they were, like, maybe. I don't know, in the Constitution, that was it. Like, there was laws saying people could own other people until those laws were abolished. So there was definitely laws regarding
slavery. Probably was.
So maybe, like, calling it a constitution was calling it something different, a charter or something.
Maybe that was bugging her personally, you mean?
Right.
Like, she wouldn't.
Why
like,
yeah, that would be a thing in this post-apocalyptic? Like, I think with the whole race thing would kind of go out the window.
Yeah, you would think so. A human
like
race.
Human,
is,
like, we're all humans at this point. Like, it doesn't really matter what color you are.
Yeah, but nobody like, thought, what's his name?
So that, but I don't know
nobody
why
thought
that's
Sadiq
came.
Was, like, a bad guy because he was Arabic or Muslim.
No.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
No,
it wasn't even a concern.
That didn't even cross my mind. Right.
I only thought of it just now.
Not that
when
I
you
think
said,
that, right. Yeah, but, like, the way people think like that. Like, it's not, like, that didn't
not
even cross, like, right.
It's the best thing to come out of the apocalypse.
Right. People coming together.
Let's
but the
see.
Whole like that was the first thing that came to my mind when she corrected him like that charter,
right?
You know, like was
Rick wants to know how he got so lucky finding her, and she's like, "We've both lost enough. You know, it's about time we win something."
Yeah, right. I feel like she shouldn't have said that.
So Maggie's pushing Herschel, and Gregory comes up and talks to her, and he tells her someone to face Glenn's grave. And I hope that someone was angry. Fucking douchebag. So someone slaps Maggie and knocks over the stroller. Guy knocks Enid down, and it was Ken's dad.
Right.
She pulls off the hood like an episode of Scooby-Doo. I would have got away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Right. But after she, like, disarmed him, right? Like,
yeah, she disarmed him. Mm-hmm. She confronts Gregory, and he's like, you want to lead this place? You can't even murder someone right.
Right, but then he kind of comes after her.
Yeah, you're just Rick's lackey, and he tries to kill Maggie, and she almost kills him, but stops herself just at his throat. And I was like, why? I see why later. At the sanctuary, Carol tells the king she's not running away, and he's like, it sort of seems like it. And he's content to move at her speed, and the king and Jerry leave. Then we go back to the last scene of the episode, and it's at the hilltop where Daryl, Michonne, and Rick arrive, and they see Maggie's face, and Rick is holding Herschel, He wants her to visit Alexandria, and I'm assuming she won't just because of Negan being there.
Right.
Judith is always talking about her. Maggie's like, can we just literally talk about anything else, please? Literally anything else? He needs her help fixing the bridge, and Hilltop has given so much already, but he's asking for more. He's asking if she'll be generous again. And if her people want to work on the bridge, she won't stop them, but no more food and supplies without working for it. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, it's something in return. And right. She's just asking for the people at the sanctuary to come and help build the bridge is what she asked for.
Right.
But then she asked for all the corn fuel.
Right. She'll feed the sanctuary, but they provide the labor on the bridge and give up their corn fuel. Sanctuary's barely holding on. Aren't we obliged to help? And she's like, when we were fighting the saviors, or no, it was basically like, let them live. We spared them. They surrendered. When we were fighting the saviors, you said soon you'd be the one following me, but you didn't because I wasn't someone to follow. That changes now.
Ooh.
And then we get the scene where it changes. You know, right. Maggie says, I don't want to do this, but at Hilltop, the punishment fits the crime. She asks if he has any final words, and you see the dad standing right there by somebody, and you think he's going to say something, but she's not talking to him. It pans over to that massive structure. Is that built to hang people, or was that just like a byproduct of it?
And then that
it just happened to have a hanging section. So, he's going to be hung, and she's like accusing her of being ashamed by doing it in the dark, and she's like, I'm not ashamed. He begs for it to be stopped, and right as he's about to be hung and she calls for it, two kids walk around the corner, and Michonne is screaming the way Maggie was at the end of the last season,
right,
about killing him, but she's saying, no, don't,
right,
you know, like the exact opposite.
And Maggie just
goes, Maggie's the one going, no, go ahead and do it. So, like, right, there has to be some parallel there with Rick that's leading us to see Maggie may be better off or maybe not. You know what I mean? She's going to make a different call than Rick would.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. And she says, I made this decision, but this is not the beginning of something. I don't want to go through it again. And
basically,
as they're showing everybody reacting to it, it took a second. But you see something swing past the camera.
Yeah.
And as it's revealing a new person each time, like it would go back and forth across one person, then the next time back and forth, different person. And it was like, holy shit, that's the body swinging. So fucking awesome.
Yeah, what a great shot.
And then cuts him down and boom, end of episode.
Right. It's good stuff.
So
it's kind of a slow moving opener.
You think so? It felt like a lot of stuff was happening.
Yeah, I know, man, but like I just go back to...
Compared to last season when it was like stuff happening, but it didn't really feel like anything was happening.
I feel like it was kind of the same.
The war took four episodes.
Like the same pacing.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I disagree. I feel like this moved. This one actually felt like stuff was happening. You know, it didn't take three episodes for them to find the museum, go to it, pick out the stuff they wanted, come back. You know what I mean? Like, it was just one quick thing. It happened in, like, 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, I don't know. And I appreciate the world exploring. I love that kind of shit on here. I wish they would do more of it.
They have to now. They have to explore more to find more shit.
They're going to have to, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have any other things. Make sure you check out all the other J and Jack shows at jandjack.com. They have a network of their own podcasts. They have a bunch of other shows. Check them out. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Go to don'teva.com. That'll get you to the YouTube channel. And iTunes for the podcasts. Sorry, a little rusty on the opening and ending bits here today. And so predictions for how Jack's going to die.
Rick.
I was thinking Lost for a second. Sorry.
So have you thought about it? Like, what do you think?
You go first. What do you think for how he's going to die?
I think it's the midpoint of the season. It's the mid-season finale.
Okay.
Rick dies.
I'm thinking beginning of episode 7.
Do you think it's Maggie? I think it's Maggie.
You think it's going to be like a betrayal, like somebody kills him? Like somebody that we know and love, so to speak, kills him? As opposed to it being a walker death or an accident or...
Yeah, I think
I feel like it's going to be an accident.
God, fucking throat thing is really bugging me.
Yeah, that's what all the comments are saying too. Yeah, Jeremy's throat thing. Fuck off.
Yeah, I think it's somebody think it's he knows, somebody he trusts,
like Daryl's
a good one too.
I don't know. I'm hoping that it's an accident thing, or I don't know, because like if it's anybody there, then all you're waiting for is their demise. So like if you're gonna go that route, why not have it be Negan? You know, because if Negan gets out and kills Rick and usurps the power, that could be. I don't want that.
Living under Negan again.
Like I don't that? Want that fun. Necessarily. I'm just saying he's not there for nothing.
I can't even like breathe in without wanting to like cough all the time.
He's got to be a factor in the show. You know, I don't think he's just going to rot in prison for the rest of the series.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. So no. Like. Do you think somebody will try to let him out and trust him? Or
yeah.
Where do you think that's going? You think that's what it's going to do? Like somebody besides Rick, it's not going to be Rick letting him out. Or do you think Rick tries to do that and that gets him killed?
Yeah.
We're not giving,
I'm saying it's episode 8 and it's somebody he trusts.
Okay. I'm saying the beginning of episode 7.
Beginning of episode 7.
Yes. Beginning of episode 7. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a betrayal, but I'd like it to, I don't know if I want it to be an accident either. I don't know how I don't want Rick to die. My prediction, Rick never dies.
So he walks off into the sunset somehow? Is that what you're saying?
I mean...
Like he leaves? He decides to leave?
Yeah.
Like that's... Like I'm okay with that, because then there's a potential of him returning for a cameo at some point, or coming back and... 2-3 seasons down the road, you're like, what? Right. Rick Grimes coming back with the fucking post-apocalypse.
Maybe he has to leave for some reason.
Something like that.
Maybe he gets a call.
Takes Judith and just decides to take off.
But then that's a series you want to watch.
Rick and Judith?
Yeah.
Rick and Judith, The Walking Dead.
So anyway, we'll be back next week to discuss the second episode. Leave any comments on YouTube or Facebook or etc. Subscribe, blah, blah, blah. See you later. This is how to watch TV. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.